if you're only investing for the big wins, it can be easy to get caught up in the hype. But the thing about hype is it's not always right. Understand the facts beyond the hype. Don't get played. Invest smart with the Financial Conduct Authority.
This is a Global Player original podcast.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing. Radio X.
Welcome to the 4 till 7 thing podcast. I got Sunta here.
Hello.
I love it when you lot come down the ramp in matching tracksuits. Gavin's here.
Hi.
Harry's here.
Hello.
Vin is here.
All right.
We are the 4 till 7 thing experience. And we've just all frozen at exact time with our hands out.
Sure.
The effect was fantastic. Sometimes I wish you could see us.
Sure.
Because visually, we're exciting.
Yeah, I mean, there's confetti everywhere.
There is now.
Yeah.
Where there's confetti.
As we stand there.
Hey, wait, Gav. The confetti cannons! That's because it's a massive celebration. We're celebrating Oktoberfest with Deutsche Woche, that's German week, which meant the pet town went Teutonic. You gave us your uses for unemployed line judges, and there was a deep dive into rotisserie chicken. Sounds delicious. So please, bitte, genießen!
Radio X.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're looking at what these Wimbledon line judges that are now out of work. And also, I mean, the freebie they're missing out. No more free Ralph Lauren gear.
Oh, man.
Really annoying. No more looking all sort of pert.
Sure.
And officious.
Sure.
Just very important looking.
Yes, yeah, they are. Well, no, because they are sort of... They're given so much power.
Mm.
They
really are, yeah.
Drunk with it. And also, to be a centre court linesman, you really are out of my way.
Yeah.
I'm at the top of my game.
I'm a judge.
Yeah, I'm a judge. A line judge.
Judge and jury.
In America, you know, you get called coach. Mm.
For the rest of your life.
You're like, it's a doctor.
Even if you did it for two years.
In Britain, it's a PE teacher. People keep quiet about it.
That's true.
They laughed out the betting shop. That's why they spend so much time in pubs. But they get called coach in America. I wonder if they're called, like, judge. Whatever.
Yeah, right.
Line judges in America.
That's a good
judge,
point.
Judge, whatever. Sometimes it's a line judge. Okay, get this. John, I'd mount line judges to the top of all BMW cars to replace the indicators, which all BMW drivers have forgotten how to use. Jason from Canvey Island. I don't have a BMW anymore. When I did.
Classic. Mm.
Just take over.
I don't think they have them.
Do you know something? I don't think they do. I never found them. No, but I think you assume it's automatic on it.
Yeah, and that's
the indicators will know.
Yeah, and also that all other drivers will just give way.
Yes.
Yeah.
But also you do. You drive like a stud.
You do, yeah.
You just do.
Yeah, you do.
They take over. It's like you're no longer responsible. It's just the BMW. It's the car.
That's right, yeah. You drive like you're about to sack 500 people.
Yes. Out of my way, I've got to sack some line judges. I'm just on my way to Wimbledon. Talking of which, airport carousel.
Oh.
Great one.
Mm.
Also, Matt says, when I tell my kids they're crossing the line, great one. Sunts, what do you got?
If you've been in the bathroom for longer than the 2-minute shower.
Out!
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 Perfect.
What do you got, Gav?
Priority queues at regional airports.
Yes.
And Neil in Bristol says, my missus crosses the line all the time. I'd use a linesman to call out any snide comments she makes under her breath.
Yeah. Going back to the priority queues, particularly at BMW, I mean at EasyJet.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm testing the BMW one now. I'm just imagining people on the roof. But... when it's speedy, priority, group one, group two.
And families.
Oh, it's like, I don't know if you remember, and families. I don't know if you remember that show, Run Around.
Oh, God.
When there's 2 minutes to sort yourselves out. Yeah, it's like that. You're sort of thinking, no.
No. It's actually better to get on last.
Yes.
Because once they've all done all the kerfuffling in the plane.
Do you know what makes me sick?
Yeah.
Do you know what really grinds my gears?
Go on.
I tell you what grinds my gears. It's just really obvious that because people pay more to sit up front, that they got to let them on first.
Yeah.
But it's obvious you should fill up at the back.
Obvious.
You should do that.
Exactly
makes
right.
So no, much but, more no, sense.
Because no, they're always in the way when you're trying to get down.
No, but it's so obvious you fill up from the back. Whoever thinks this system, no, group one will fill up there and then they'll form like a blockage.
Yes.
And then the next lot will let them through and they can
mad.
They can then form like a secondary blockage.
Yes.
And also, who gets on a plane, gets to their seat, gets to the overhead to put their bag away, yeah, and then thinks they've got 9 minutes to do that.
Right, right, right.
Who does that?
No, no one, Gav. No one.
Mad.
It's obvious that if you paid more, you should get a lounge to go in so that you go on last.
Sure. Yes. That's right, yeah.
You want to spend as little time on the plane as possible. They've sort of sightseen that if you paid all that money, it means you get to spend longer on the plane.
Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
Blur. Coffin TV. Which is precisely what you don't get with Oktoberfest. It's
no.
the opposite of yeah. coffee and TV.
Sure.
It is no television and just pure lager.
Sure.
Just
beer and sausages.
Yes. God, what a marvellous people they are. I often think that most of the trouble in this world, ever since Waterloo, and the French saw exactly the consequences of Germans and English actually getting along, like the Anglo-Saxon brotherhood they are.
Okay. Sure.
They saw the consequences, and then the French thought, we will never let these people be friends
Keep
again.
Them
all
arguing.
All we will do, we will use the international language of diplomacy, which is French,
yeah.
to make sure we're never caught in an Anglo-Saxon sandwich.
Yeah, they don't want that. Yeah.
We're never the meat in that, because every time I go there, I just think this place is just fantastic. God, they get it right.
Yeah.
You think about it. They do everything we love. Football, cars, lager.
Heavy metal.
Heavy metal.
They absolutely clubbing as well.
They absolutely get us.
Yeah.
Oh. Like, absolutely. They just really pick up on stuff we invent and they're better at it.
Yeah, right.
Like football.
Yeah. They're great with meat as
they're
well.
Fantastic with meat. When I went there at the start of the year, yeah, I went to Dusseldorf.
Mm.
And I went past a place that just had a rotisserie with pork knuckle going around. I was like, Jesus Christ. It's like, Jesum Christi.
Are these the gates to heaven?
No, it's like they've done everything properly that we like.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, I was there in Dusseldorf, as you know, and I was having a few drinks in this brewery pub. And I told you of the crazy system where they just encourage you. They don't think you've gone to the bar to queue at the bar.
No.
They think you want to sit at the table and drink. You don't want to waste your time queuing for pints.
Yeah.
You just want ice cold little half pints just that you can just, as soon as it's
empty.
And
they keep furnishing you with these cold
and
half
sausages
pints,
and burgers and loads of great things and amazing mash and just really charming people.
It's like Christmas all year round, isn't
it? Really
it
is.
It's Christmas every day in Germany. No doubt about it.
Yeah.
Well, except they celebrate Christmas Eve. Anyway. That's their big one.
Yeah.
But then, at the end of that, while we were in Germany, do you know what they did?
What?
We really wanted to go to the football game, FC Fortuna, curiously in the stadium that England played at in the Euros. It's a wonderful stadium.
Yeah.
And we said, how do we get tickets for the football? And he goes, it's fine, it's free. Just go to the game. And we're like,
what?
What?
Well, it's free. You're just saying this to make...
Is this some kind of simulation?
He goes, no, four times a year the games are free just to get the community to go.
What a great idea.
And we just turn up to the game. And the bloke says, yeah, come in. My kids haven't turned up. Come with us.
Fantastic.
I go, well, we've got to pay you. He goes, well, you can get me a pint.
Yeah.
Wow. Anyway, so all that goodwill I felt for Germany went away this weekend.
Oh, no.
Why?
Because there's an Oktoberfest on Clapham Common.
Yeah.
And they've built this enormous tent.
Right.
And I saw Toby Tarrant stuff of him at the actual Oktoberfest having the time of his life.
Sure.
But this isn't. This is people wearing really cheap, like... non-stop party shop.
Right.
No.
Lederhosen.
Oh,
made
no.
of like that really
fake,
cheap material. It's just obscene and highly inflammable.
They're not made of Leder.
No. No. It's like nylon hosen.
Yeah, right.
Plastikenhosen. Polyester hosen.
Is it like a stag do 24/7?
Yes. It's just people hammered on the common. But not only that. I live on the... my house overlooks the common. And
sure.
it's got my flat. And it's like their whole tent has amplified the music. And it's
really?
All umpa. So it started with umpapa, and then it went to Bruno Mars, played by an umpapa.
Oh, no.
And then it went to, like, Sweet Caroline.
I mean, they're not sending their best.
And that's all I can hear is, hey! Hey!
Oh, no.
No, it was... no, I'm not kidding. For 24 hours. 24 hours of it. I was just lying in my bed just thinking, what the actual...
Why won't it stop?
No, make it stop. It was a nightmare.
Sounds awful.
No, Sunter, they're playing like... But the worst thing is, it was keeping me awake thinking,
What is this?
What is that? I knew that tune. He realised, oh my God, it's rock and roll star in an oompa style. Rock and roll oompa. And then back to like a huge amount of Bruno Mars. I don't know why.
They love Bruno Mars, don't they?
That's probably why. Because it's easily done on a horn.
It was just a nightmare.
Oh, honey.
I'm back from hell.
If you're only investing for the big wins, it can be easy to get caught up in the hype. But the thing about hype is it's not always right. Understand the facts beyond the hype. Don't get played. Invest smart with the Financial Conduct Authority.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
Martin in the Radio X office had a broken hot tap for over 8 years, which inspired our feature.
Oh my God.
I never thought we'd get a prog rock version.
Look, do you know something?
That was like a rock opera version of it.
And that's why I don't rate Bohemian Rhapsody. No, I'm not being funny. Because anyone can do it, right? Anyone.
That was amazing. That was epic. It was literally epic.
It was literally. There was movement. I was thinking, is this the second movement? That was Pete Gillett, or Gillette, with his one-man band interpretation. It reminded me at the start of, we're the boys, don't understand it. We're not going to live in fear. We're not going to sit in silence.
That's a tune. Who is that?
I don't know, it's in Hot Rod.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. It's from, what, 1989, 88?
Something.
Anyway, that was Pete Gillette with his one-man band interpretation. Remember, you can have a go. Don't just sit there and say, I would do that. They'll never play it on radio.
No, we'll play it.
We'll play it. Mm. You honestly, if you build it, they will come.
Mm.
If you record it, we'll play it.
Mm.
It's like the Field of Dreams, but the Station of Dreams. The show of dreams, the fang of dreams. Welcome to the fang of dreams. We want to tap into your talent, yeah? On Martin's Hot Tap.
Mm.
So do send your recording of the Martin's Hot Tap theme to johnny@radiox.co.uk.
John Farnham, that's who it was.
Yes, John Farnham, yeah. Or you can WhatsApp me a record. Bit late there, Gav. You can WhatsApp. I'm sort of doing something else.
No, it wasn't me, it was listeners. They're all sending it in.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oh, it was listeners.
I'll just shout it out whenever I feel like it.
Yeah. Stevie Wonder. You can WhatsApp me a record.
Because.
Thank you very much. Well, that's generally right. Rick
Okasek.
Rick Okasek. You can WhatsApp me a recording through Global Player or email johnny@radiox.co.uk. I don't know why I said email like that either. It sounded a bit Dutch. Email. As the song says, we're after all those things you can't be arsed to fix. Not only are we celebrating your apathy, but also your ingenuity. It's make, do and meh. Hashtag MHT. Hashtag CBA can't be arsed. ST, what do you got?
This is from Russ, who says about 2 years ago, the grill in the top of the microwave dropped down because the clip broke. New clips cost £35. But now the grill is wedged up with an old chopstick, which I replace every 3 months.
How about that?
That's genius.
Chopsticks.
They're microwave safe as well, aren't they?
They can be used for everything. They are microwave safe.
What's wrong with you, Gavin? Why did you do that stupid face?
I just
face?
Wanted to use the phrase no. microwave safe.
No, but you did, and then you did a face like a really sort of uptight TV chef.
Microwave safe.
Yeah.
Chopsticks can be used.
No, you did. You did really like you're on morning television. And also, that's microwave safe.
Thank you. Microwave safe.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Don't call me Mike.
Microwave. Hey, Gab, what's yours?
This is from John.
Sorry, hang on a second. What is this man of cleaning stuff in here?
I don't know.
It's not just...
Is it my tangerine?
No, tangerines. I don't clean with tangerines, do I?
No.
Makes your kitchen tangerine clean.
Tangerine fresh.
Yeah.
It's quite nice.
Mine smell. Rhymed. But why is there's a sort of smell of sort of some sort of cream, cleansing
there is,
cream.
There is. Yeah, yeah.
Like are you getting that?
Like a sif.
Is it? Yes.
Or a jiff cream.
No, but what, has someone done something?
No.
No.
I've washed my hands.
I told you to stop eating sif.
I wash me face and hands.
I wash me face and I'm not going to smell your hands.
I just washed them.
I don't want to smell your hand. To proffer me your hand as evidence. Exhibit A, my lord.
This is from...
Approach the bench.
This is from John in Cambridge. He says, some years ago, my friend pulled up outside my house in his Ford Fiesta. For a large guy, he looked to be sitting unusually low. On opening his door, I could see he was sat on a three-legged stool. The seat bracket had broken, so he removed the seat and replaced it. It stayed like that for 6 months until his next MOT was due. So it was a milking stool in a Ford Fiesta.
You're kidding me.
That is very, very
awesome.
Dangerous.
No, someone was driving on a stool.
A three-legged stool.
You never think about that, do you? On those classic car restoration things, going, no, we just had a normal chair.
Yeah,
no,
just a little stool.
People in car. Like a kitchen chair, in a car. It's a normal, an office chair in your car, in a van.
No, it swivels. It's
just,
great.
Just gaffer taped. No, I ripped the seats out. It's uncomfortable. I just put an armchair in there.
Yeah, yeah.
so funny. Someone's driving on a milking stool.
Really low as well.
That's mad. That's so mad.
It's one of the best.
That's fantastic. You never think about doing that, do you?
No.
Right. Well, he did. Thank you for that. This is from David. The kids' bathroom light pull cord snapped weeks ago. Hello.
Yeah.
Replacement cost less than £1. Instead of fixing it, I've chucked a camping wind-up battery lantern on the windowsill. Now, every time the kids go to the loo, you can hear them sitting there in the dark, frantically cranking the lantern handle out. Kerr, kerr, kerr. Desperately trying to keep it glowing. Meanwhile, my partner's given me that look, reminding me I could have fixed it 10 times over by now. But hey, where's the fun in that? I don't use the bathroom. We have an ensuite that the kids aren't allowed to use. Lol.
Nice.
Winding up a camping
light. You can hear his children like going... Oh, if you've got any examples of DIY dodges or bodges, send us your Martin's Hot Tap, please, 83936, or WhatsApp me through Global Player. And thank you once again to Pete Gillett, for his one-man band interpretation of the Martin's Hot Tap theme. If you want to send those in, WhatsApp me a recording through Global Player. Wait, hang on. Next bit.
Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X.
Sorry about that. I just got up some really hot tea and I think I might have hiccups. I just had the primary one.
Hold your breath for 37 seconds.
It doesn't do it.
It's not good radio either.
There's only one way you can magically cure hiccups.
How's that?
My granny did it to me when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm.
And it works. And it's a miracle. When you do it to people, they look really freaked out.
Go on. Go on.
You just say apropos of nothing. They say, well, not apropos of nothing. If someone's got hiccups, you just go, hey, what did you have for breakfast this morning? Because that can do it.
Oh, so you distract someone.
No, you just go.
You make them think
of it. What did you have for breakfast? And they go, you go, no, first thing you actually ate, what was it?
Right.
And then they go, it was, and they start thinking about it, and then you go, and they go, I don't, and they'll start talking about it. You go, Why do you ask? You go, well, it's cured your hiccups, isn't it?
Oh, I like that.
And it really works, and it really freaks people out. And you, for a second, you feel like, I feel a healing coming on. You see? You really feel like a sort of magic
wow.
person. Yeah, no, it's crazy how it works.
I'm going to try it. I've never tried that.
No, do try it.
Were you just saying it? You've talked yourself out
of hiccups. I've talked myself out of hiccups, yeah.
That's a miracle.
Casting your mind back.
It's a miracle.
No, it is a miracle. It's taking my hiccups away. Casting your mind back to breakfast and thinking. You can even do it to yourself.
Right.
It's incredible how it works. My granny, she's a wise old farmer's daughter.
Sure.
That was the one who got buried, the Pearl Jam fan.
Oh, yeah.
Got buried
yeah.
in a Pearl Jam T-shirt with a hash pipe.
Yeah.
Mad for the pot.
Sure.
Used to grow it in a greenhouse. Crazy pothead.
Uh-huh. Friends with Hendrix, no doubt.
No, but no. A daughter went to see Hendrix, row three in, I can't remember what it was, maybe it's the Albert Hall, can't remember.
Wow.
Could be the Lyceum.
Some 65, really, around that year.
Yeah, very, very early on.
Wow.
She said, I didn't want to go at the time, I was just dragged along. And go, you were dragged along to see Hendrix.
What, in a pub she and goes, it was just
I
Hendrix.
Go, what was it like? She goes, it was just, I'd never known anything like it.
No one had.
I know, that was my aunt who passed away earlier in the year.
Every time
I used to see her, I always used to pick her brains for what it was like, because she was at the Isle of Wight in the year.
Because that's not hearsay, that's first-hand reporting. Yeah. That's amazing.
But what was he like? She goes, well, I'd never seen a more beautiful man.
Wow.
He just had this. Then she starts. As she got older, she just started talking about his hands. Oh, he had these hands.
X. Ready. Player one.
Investing can seem like a game, but the risks involved are very real, and the money definitely is.
Game over.
Investing is not a game. Don't get played. Invest smart with the Financial Conduct Authority.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan.
I'm Johnny Vaughan, and yet still, my oven has no rotisserie. Sorry. It's so annoying, though. In the 70s, right? Ovens all had rotisserie. We've come backwards. Again, the paradox of progress.
I rented a flat that had one in it, and my God, the
You're
chicken
kidding me.
Is just unbelievable.
In a rented flat?
In a rented flat, yeah.
How many chickens are you doing in there?
You could do three.
You are kidding me.
It was amazing.
Which flat? How come you never invited me?
Well, I was only there for about 6 months, but I couldn't believe it.
What, 6 months?
Oh, man, God. The chicken just, oh.
As they say in Mexico, que noches, que noches.
Que noches, que noches.
Yeah, what nights, what nights. Was it amazing?
It was amazing, because somehow it's crispy, and yet it all sort of falls apart, because it's self-basting, it just keeps going in a circle.
Doesn't matter what you do. Yesterday I had a chicken crisis.
Yeah.
I've got so used to just putting my heat on maximum in my oven. And then as soon as you put whatever you're putting in there, you turn it down to...
Oh, yes, like on a roast beef. Yeah.
I had so much going on with Milton running around. I forgot to turn it down on a roast chicken.
Oh, man.
Now, always 90 minutes to cook any chicken.
Yeah, any decent-sized
chicken.
Yeah, all you're doing is juggling the temperature at that point. It's always 1.5 hours.
It's 1.5 hours, that's it. Yeah. It's not wrong, you know. So I've got it loaded up. Luckily, it was heavily stuffed. And I've got in there, made a little foil cap for the breasts.
Yeah.
God. I forgot to turn it down. It was only when, because I always, luckily, put it on, my first alarm goes off at 30 minutes for doing basting.
Right,
going in there
with
the soup spoon and doing a little bit of, you know, getting the juices on the chicken.
Did your heart quicken when you realised?
I suddenly thought, chicken's a bit smoky. I'm sorry, kitchen's a bit smoky. It was real smart. I think he shouldn't do this. I'm suddenly thinking, did Pat not clean the oven? Comes in once a week, yeah?
No, it's because you had the oven on fascinating woman mode. Yeah, go on.
So, and then I really panicked. I thought, well, what happens with timings now? What do you do?
Yeah,
luckily, I got the new meat thermometer, which I told you about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, so you couldn't go wrong?
No, because I'm aware of the internal temperature curve.
Nice. So you just turned it down, waited
so
it
aware
came
of
up
that.
In the middle,
it doesn't really matter. I fear nothing. Trouble is, by this time, I'm getting such bizarrely different readings from different locations around the chicken. So I'm getting like, you know, it's like 84. Near the parson's nose. I'm going to the middle of the thing, it's like 32. I'm thinking, surely not one beast can accommodate this kind of diversity of temperature.
The thighs were lying.
No, it can't. It's like those evolutionary scientists when they found like a one ape in sort of Indonesia and another in a lake in Tanzania, and they're thinking no one species can accommodate this diversity. There
Crazy.
Must be more than one hominid ape. Mm. But it was the same with temperature-ish. On this chicken.
Did you salvage it? You did.
Boy, did I.
Did you? Was it delicious?
Just brought the temperature right down till everything levels out.
Right.
I seem to remember you telling me that years ago because I'd overheated something before.
Yeah, you just, if you're cooking it slow enough, it's not going to burn further, especially if you hang a bit of foil over the top.
Take the temperature right down, put a foil cap on.
And just wait.
Luckily, I had that foil cap on my breasts.
Nice.
That's, I don't know what would have gone on, Gav.
Right, yeah.
But in the end, I landed a beauty. And do you know what, Gav?
Was it
delicious?
Got
to tell you, my potato gratin really pulled off as well.
Ooh, do you have a gratin with your roast chicken?
Using two cheeses.
Was it a Dauphinoise?
It was it just worked so well, Gav. It worked so well. And just all came together. But do you know what? That panic is incredible, isn't it? Just one man in a kitchen with a chicken in there. But all I'm saying to you, Gav, is please, will oven manufacturers reintroduce the 70s rotisserie attachment?
It's a great idea.
Once more to ovens.
Yeah. Once more unto the rotisserie.
God, man.
You can't go wrong. You don't have to touch it. Wait.
Why take it out? What do you think? No, they've had enough of rotisserie chicken. They've had enough of chicken where the fat and juices.
Well, except for everywhere else in the world where they're all still enjoying it.
Yeah, right. Tell it to Johnny French.
Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for TJ's Terrific Tuesday Top 10. Today, Top 10... cities with most number one LPs per person.
They've produced,
not bought.
Right.
Interesting.
I'd be interested in that other list as well.
My brain
though.
Is whirring away already.
Okay, here we go. Heads or tails, Suns?
Heads, please.
Okay, heads it is. Do you want to go first or second?
I'll go first.
Okay, you have the strike. Okay, you're at bat. Here we go. So as I was saying, because the postseason's well underway. Do you know it could be Mets Yankees in the final?
That'd
of the World
be amazing,
Series.
Wouldn't it? Wasn't it? They called it the Subway Series when it happened last. Yeah,
exactly right, Gavin. Sure. I think though LA might nick it, but we'll discover.
Sure.
Okay, here we go. We're going to start with Basildon. I know it's really weird because all the others are big cities, but Basildon is in.
Yeah, but Essex, they've produced a lot.
Basildon, that's Depeche Mode.
I'm thinking Depeche Mode.
Yes, all right. Okay.
Okay. Sorry. Do you want to chat?
Can I just say, both of you, could you back off a little bit?
Okay. Sorry. Yeah? So we're starting in Basildon.
Quit sweating the Tej.
What's next?
Okay, but is Worthing higher or lower than Basildon? Has it had more LPs per person or less? Worthing.
Where's Worthing?
It's on the coast in Sussex.
Yeah, all right, Gavin.
I think it's in Sussex.
No, but let her do the thinking. Don't help her.
Okay.
You can help.
You're on your own, Sun.
Helping me.
She's a helpless, naive female.
Sun, forget it. Stop. You've had all the help you're getting.
Worthing, I'm going to say lower.
It's higher.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
Have you got examples?
No.
Oh. Royal Blood are from Worthing, I know that.
Yes, that's true. Yes, that is true.
But okay. I'm assuming that means that there's more than one band.
We're in Worthing.
One band.
So I've got the I have the bat.
Do you know what I've suddenly realised? We're actually doing a top 10 that one of you at least finds interesting. Memo departments try to keep it off anything vaguely
fascinating
or interesting or relevant. Okay, we're in Worthing.
Yep.
But do you think Stockport, home of the... I'm not going to be informative.
No.
So we're in Stockport. Do you think it's higher or lower than Worthing, Gav?
Oh, it's just a wild guess. I'm going to say Stockport is higher.
It's lower.
Oh.
Sunta, back to
you. Who the hell else is in Worthing?
Well, apart from Blossoms.
They're in Manchester. They're in Stockport.
I'm talking about Worthing.
I know we are. I'm just trying to move it on.
How many number ones Royal Blood
Okay.
It might not just be per band. Sunta,
it's fascinating.
I'm fascinated by what the working's out. Sorry, go on.
What the workings are. It doesn't make sense. Can I apologise to our German listeners?
On a piece of paper that's 2.5 inches
syntax.
Square, there is not enough information.
Could one of you please come and teach her English? Okay, here we go.
Come on.
We're in Stockport.
That's right, Stockport.
But do you think Salford
is higher?
Well done.
That was easy.
We're in Salford, but do you think Sheffield is higher or lower?
Higher.
It's lower.
No.
Gav, we're in Sheffield.
Okay, go on.
But do you think London is higher or lower than Sheffield per person?
What do you mean per person?
P- per most number one LPs per person.
Oh, right. I didn't realize it was per population person.
What do you think
size.
It's going to be?
I thought it was just amount of albums.
Yeah,
okay, so that's tough.
Do you know what the
that's tough.
Even?
There's a lot of people
really
in London.
Know what it is we're trying to do.
I'm really interested.
Yeah.
We need a linesman in here. Yeah. Right. To shut them up. But, okay, what do you think this is about?
I thought it was just how many albums out of that area, that town. That's it.
And
how many,
No,
it's how many number one albums per person.
Okay,
otherwise,
cool.
You can't compare a city like London with 8 million.
That's so a tough one, yeah.
Worthing.
It's a ratio
so
situation.
I'm going to say London is lower than
is
Sheffield.
Lower. Oh, Christ. The penny snapped. It is London. Right. So, sorry, it is lower. Okay, we're in London. You ready?
Go on.
We're in London, Gaff.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think Wigan is higher or lower than London?
Higher.
It is higher. We're in Wigan, Gaff.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Liverpool is higher or lower than Wigan?
Higher.
It is higher. Okay, we're in Liverpool. Do you think Oxford is higher or lower than Liverpool?
Higher.
It is higher. We're in Oxford. Do you think Manchester is higher or lower than Oxford?
Lower.
It's higher. Boom. Boom.
Lovely. Well done, though. Good run.
Let's not do... I'll just give you the full chart, then. At number 10, it's London. 9 is Stockport. 8, it's Basildon. Then 7 is Sheffield. 6 is Salford. 5 is Worthing. I know 5 is Worthing. We've got to find out what the hell...
Amazing, yeah.
I think it's because tiny population.
Yeah.
4 is Wigan. And it can't just be Royal Blood that have done that
no.
by themselves. 4 is Wigan. 3 is Liverpool. 2 is Oxford. And number 1 is Manchester. Manchester as a city has had the most number ones per person.
Wow.
And, you know, Liverpool, they've shut out there at 3, Oxford at 2. Liverpool, considering they've had the third Beatlemania going on there, it's quite extraordinary. Anyway, Birmingham not in there.
Or even, amazing.
Or even any suburb of Birmingham.
No.
Wow.
Let's keep it away from anything actually interesting or engaging in future. It's just not in the spirit of it.
That was fascinating.
Nothing worse than
it
a...
It was really
worse
interesting.
Than a stimulated center.
If you're only investing for the big wins, it can be easy to get caught up in the hype. But the thing about hype is it's not always right. Understand the facts beyond the hype. Don't get played. Invest smart with the Financial Conduct Authority.
Radio. X. Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Right, I've been banging on about this headline.
Yes.
I've seen. And this headline, for me, you couldn't get more apocalyptic.
Really?
It's so frightening if we break it down. Are we ready?
Go on.
Yeah.
Okay. You ready? Maybe a little drum roll.
Oh,
a little
song. Yeah.
It's in the business news. Here it comes.
Mm-hmm.
You picked the long one, didn't you? It's pathetic. You just cock up when there isn't even a chance to...
Yet again, that oaf has ruined your day.
Yet again, that oaf has ruined my day. Is that Uncle Monty?
Yeah, about his cat.
About his cat. It's unbelievable. No, I'm not going after that. You ruined it.
You missed it.
83936. How much did little Si ruin that for you if you're looking forward to this moment? 83936, please. Express yourselves. 83936. Unbelievable. Yet again, that oaf has... To call a cat an oaf.
An oaf. Yeah. It will die. It will die.
Google signs nuclear deal to power AI data centers.
Whoa.
Oh, hooray.
I don't like any of those.
At last.
I don't like any
God,
of those.
God, I was hoping
headline.
They'd do that.
Yeah,
so Google has signed a deal with nuclear power. So it doesn't matter. That's power forever.
But somehow the most monopolistic company on Earth
has signed a deal. And Sinister has signed a deal. Like, there was times when people were telling me I was a conspiracy theorist during the same dinners when they were saying, you know, Google actually knows when a woman's pregnant before she does.
Right.
Just by the slight changes in her search. I was thinking, are you calling me a maniac? I mean, you're hard pushed to come out with a conspiracy worse than that. Anyway, Google, you're sort of thinking the only threat to Google really is it might run out of power. Nope. They've signed a nuclear deal.
Yeah.
So
wow.
Now they've got nuclear power. So, because... One search, it's like I think it's the same as driving from London to Edinburgh in a lorry.
That's what? Right. It's the same.
It's the same.
And, I think, and burning a small forest.
Yes.
At the same time.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
You might as well have 500 cows breaking wind
for an
hour.
Yeah, yeah. That's one search.
That's one search.
Yeah, yeah. That's how much energy
it uses. That's like, where is Newcastle?
Exactly.
Something like that.
Distance, London to Newcastle. Yeah, oh, something
no,
like
no,
that.
No, Gav, you've killed Brazil.
Sure, sure.
Google signs nuclear deal
to
power AI data centers. Thank God. If ever they were threatened...
So that's AI, which is generally created to learn as it carries on.
Yes.
So as it's going to look after our data and learn all our data, which it could then get to a point where it could use against
Correct, Sunta.
Yes, right, yes.
And the thing with AI is it never gets better. You just get more of it.
Yeah.
The only way to improve what you're doing is to have more AI.
Yeah, but also the other thing about AI is everyone sort of says, it learns from the past.
From the past,
But does it recognise what we think is a mistake morally? Since it doesn't ever, and it will never, understand the most important force in the human condition, which is love.
Yeah. No, is the answer. It will never know.
It will never understand that peculiar mental condition. Mm. It's like putting Spock in charge. And I tell you this, we know he was never as good as Kirk. If we look back at Star Trek, it's all foretold there that Kirk made the good call because Spock didn't understand about love.
Mm.
Right, let's move on.
Radio X.
I love golf carts.
Yes.
Okay.
This is well documented,
I love them.
You do,
I'm just never... The only trouble about golf carts is when you actually have to get out of them to play golf.
Yeah. Then the day gets ruined.
It gets ruined. If you just like, you just go around and just... It's just great. I know people who come along and play golf. They don't even play golf. They just want to drive the...
Especially golf courses are really great places to drive
a golf
cart.
Yeah, they've got little tracks and then after nine holes, it's like a place that does delicious sausage sandwiches and a beer. It's fantastic.
And then it's all uppy and downy again.
I mean, making golf sound quite attractive, actually.
So Mark Twain said golf is a good walk spoiled.
Yeah.
He's wrong, actually. He's wrong, because if you just walk... try and walk around a golf course without playing golf.
Yeah.
He's wrong.
Yeah.
It's just really dull. And golf does sort of while away the time.
Sure.
While you're walking. But a golf cart, you could say a game
different
of golf,
day,
is a good drive spoilt.
Sure.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
So get this. In Rome, in the jungle of Rome's roads, where some people are known to drive like animals, an invasive species is hunting in packs, native to the fairways, now stalking the ancient architecture. It's made residents restless.
What?
I speak, of course, of golf carts loaded with tourists, zipping around the streets, winding up taxi drivers, blocking bus lanes and flummoxing city officials who cannot work out how to ban them. See, in Britain...
They're not allowed, are they?
Of course you're not. In Britain, they tell you what you're allowed. That's the thing. Your rights are written.
Yeah, they're laid out. Yeah, it's really
obvious. Sorry, other way around. In Britain, you're allowed to do anything as long as there isn't a law against it.
Right, yeah, yeah. And it's all laid out.
Right,
especially vehicles. There's classifications.
And there is laws against golf carts. There's no loophole there.
No.
Unless, of course, I suppose if the indicators work and you got number plates, you'd be allowed them. I just think they're the answer. We just get rid of...
For urban travel.
No, but for a much more kind of... I mean, if Sadiq Khan wants to get a bit socialist in London, that should be the only car.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it, golf cars.
That's all you're allowed in London. Everyone has golf carts. That's it. And then there are vast depots where you can keep your car.
Yeah.
If you say you work outside London.
Yeah.
You go there.
And you get a normal car. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
I get it.
How cute would it look around the streets of London?
And we call...
Be fantastic.
Just a vast static... Well, a vast car park circling London.
Yeah.
Let's call it the M25.
Sure. Yeah.
And let's turn the... Just put that over to Spaces.
Yes.
And then you just get in your golf cart, taxi to the junction you want.
You're not going very fast, but you're always moving.
Golf carts, man.
Golf carts. It's got to be done.
People are so down on them because they know as soon as you get in one, you think this is the future. This is how it's going to be. This is how I want to live.
If you're only investing for the big wins, it can be easy to get caught up in the hype. But the thing about hype is it's not always right. Understand the facts beyond the hype.
Don't get played. Invest smart with the Financial Conduct Authority.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
Just to say to the Sun particularly, and everyone else doing it, Ich bin ein Engländer does not mean I'm an Englander. Ich bin Engländer does.
Oh, so you don't need the ein.
No, this is a mistake that John F. Kennedy made when he went to Berlin. And he said, Ich bin ein Berliner.
Yeah.
To show solidarity. And everyone laughed because he literally said, I am a donut.
Oh, that's right.
Because if you say a Berliner, it's a type of... And I would think probably in German, an Englander probably is like a chip butty.
Yeah, yeah.
Or something like that. So yeah. let's get it right, you know?
Sure.
Just these basic little errors. If he is going to become part of our wider community, of our proud nation, and I think a very lovely part of it, then let's get it right. Come on.
Sure.
Just welcome him with correct German.
Sure.
Harry, it's time, wir malen die Stadt rot. Let's paint the town red.
The town rot. Mit Harald.
Mit Harald.
Harald.
Mit Harald. Harald. Okay, come on, Harald.
Yeah, it's Painter Town.
Do you know, I was wondering why you look at me like you couldn't wait to... Yeah, we are. Come on, let's do it, come on.
You heard that right. I'm not going to do it because I can't continue. We're painting the town rot. Why? Because we're in Germany, baby. Rot is the German for red, if you hadn't already guessed. So instead of maps, I'll be using the acronym ROT to bring you all the vital info surrounding our pet town, which is Wiedel.
Yeah, which is Wiedel.
Which is Wiedel.
Okay, let's do it.
To start us off, we've got the letter R, right, which this week stands for restaurants. The German for recommendations is Empfehlungen.
Okay.
Yeah. My local intel is quite low in the region and also on local websites for restaurants, so okay. I'm just giving you trip advisors, okay? Coming in at number two, it's Elber Ein, which of course translates as same one.
Oh, brilliant.
Yes, and also is found on the banks of the river Elbe. Lovely bit of double meaning there,
lovely,
you know?
Lovely.
Nice. Same one and on the river.
Yeah.
River same, not sane. Anyway, user Pippin Puppet off of TripAdvisor said back in August 2017 that it was very nice. And I can only foresee that it's gone from strength to strength since then.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And then at number one, it's restaurant KDW, a restaurant specializing in both local and international cuisine,
nice,
where... You can get a Wiener Kalbschnitzel, a Viennese veal schnitzel, at €21, served with chunky chips, as is the local custom. Next up is the letter O.
Sorry?
O.
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 What?
That's a new phase.
O. Which stands for October. Things that are in
Someone's
October.
Someone's just texting to say, who let this clown back on?
it's a bit like E for entertainment, so we're telling you what's happening in October. Ever wondered how to be a hamburger? Well, if your answer is yeah, then you're in luck, because on Saturday night at the Riebschlager Haus Wedel, Mark Linden tells you exactly how in his show... How to Be a Hamburger.
Fascinating.
Oy, fascinating.
That is fascinating.
In his satirical survey, he asks why the hamburgers are so fascinating and what could be so funny about these cool northern Germans, right, who are known to be rather reserved and serious.
Well, they're almost Danish up there. Schleswig-Holstein was a part of Denmark.
Right.
And also we get famous Holstein cows from there. It was a separate...
Scandinavia started that whole part of Eastern Europe, pretty much.
Everything. Yeah. They were in there and up to Norway.
Russia, everywhere,
Well, that was a bit more Swedish. The word Russia, of course, comes from Russa, which means red.
Yeah. Ginger.
Which is odd. Big paint the town.
Wood.
Russa. Okay. Although, the word rot, again, a Saxon word. And my father lives in Rutland, which is called that because of the red soil there. Of course, it's actually woodland, which is from... Okay, move on.
I like it.
Okay, go on.
Got a bit of maps then.
Finally, T is for does it have a chibo? A Chiba? Yeah, no, if you don't know what that is...
What is it, Chiba?
It's a German coffee shop brand which tried its hand at the UK market but failed miserably back in 2007.
Nice.
Or 2009. Yeah. Anyway,
cut
does it
to
have
someone
one of those?
In the office now looking miserable.
Yeah.
We did fail, yes.
Hang on. Und es hat einen Domino!
Yeah!
It has a domino!
Haben Sie Domino!
Yeah! That was
Paint the Town Road mit Harald.
How about that?
Dankeschön, Harald.
Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X.
You might have been reading about this, but I've got another angle to it, which is amazing. This is the Conqueror.
This
is at the National Conquer Championships.
Which is amazing, the
World Conquer Championships.
Yeah.
And Dave King Conquer Jenkins actually won it. He's been competing since 1977. He's never won it.
Right.
And he won it this year. Yeah?
Yeah.
But he was subsequently found to have a steel conker in his pocket.
Ooh, hang on.
Yeah, he had a conker made of steel. And he's adamant he never used it. And yet, weirdly, the year he is found with it.
Yeah. Why bring it with you to a tournament?
It's just a joke. Just sort of show off and show people.
Yeah.
Just, okay, that's what everyone else did. Now, what you got to love The Guardian for is they dig deeper.
Mm.
They really do dig deeper for their stories. Right. I read every paper every day, as you know, and they just dig deeper.
Mm. What did they find?
The Telegraph pretty well makes a story shallower of the broadsheet.
They do, yeah.
The Times is about right, but The Guardian dig deeper.
Okay. Yeah.
Get this. This is investigative stuff. Mm. They said that had King Conker headed down the M1 to Peckham, south east London, on Sunday, to the alternative Peckham Conquer Championships, the PCCs, he'd have been warmly embraced with a steel conquer.
Really?
Really? Yeah. Why?
Because I tell you what, this is Peckham. We're dipping salt around here, not in nutty nerds. We've engineered a much more entertaining format.
Is it unlicensed conquerors?
That's Chris Quigley. He's the co-founder of the Peckham Conquer Club. It's like unlicensed, no rules.
Right.
Yeah. It's like the UFC.
Well,
yeah.
Hang on, does that mean you can use anything as a conquer?
Absolutely right. He says it's conquers meets fight club.
What?
Why are you talking about it then? There's all sorts of ways to cheat in conquers. But in Peckham, according once again to this chap, Chris Quigley, he says, we've had resin conkers covered in super glue. That 82-year-old with a steel conker, he'd have nailed it in Peckham, said Quigley. Not that he probably sounds like that.
No.
He founded the club in 2017 with a few friends. There was 1,000 competitors there this weekend.
Wow.
That's how much. But it's like UFC and regular boxing. It's becoming bigger, right?
Yeah.
Get this. They pimp their conkers.
Mm.
There's pimping. They harden their nuts.
Right.
There's tangles.
Mm.
Right.
You tangle your string. Stampses.
They do
stampses. If it's fallen, you can stamp on it.
Tradition.
They're all permitted in Peckham.
You don't want to stamp on a steel one, though. You're going to do yourself an injury.
You are going to do yourself an injury. Yeah. To spice up the conquer battle, Peckham also allows special moves. Super chopper, which is a rabid helicopter-style move. You can twirl it around. They've got gravity strike. Where you leap high in the air and come down.
You jump first. Yes,
like a Superman punch. There's a sidewinder, single or double side flip, followed by a 45-degree gravity strike. Conquerors can get tips from the Peckham website, and they can also, you can order a nut sack, which is a sack of pre-hole conquers and a battle pack kit.
Right.
It goes, there's loads of tangling, wrestling, trying to stamp on each other's conquer. And they wouldn't be allowed to do that at the World Championships.
No.
It can get a bit hairy. For the past 2 years, an Italian geezer called Pietro the Pummeler has won. On his route to the semi-finals last year, he smashed a tooth. Quigley says, claret everywhere. Pretty dramatic.
I'm sold.
I'm going to be there next year.
I'll go.
Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X.
Over the weekend, Sunta, newsreader here at Radio X, was in Manchester. Mm. And what really surprised me was when you started sending me pictures of you at Old Trafford.
Yes.
But because there were people there. And then, of course, I remembered it was the Rugby League, Rugby Super League Grand Final at the weekend.
Yes.
It was the Grand Final.
I didn't realise I'd be in a hotel
right next to Old Trafford.
What were you doing up there?
I was DJing at O2 Victoria Warehouse on the Indie Till I Die tour with The Enemy and The Subways and The Holloways.
Oh, cool.
Very cool. And that venue's right by Old Trafford.
Right.
Literally 2-minute walk from it. And I stayed in a hotel 2 minutes from Old Trafford and it was busy.
Okay, what's weird is we were discussing this at the Radio X office and it piqued the interest of a couple of freelancers down there. If you listen to The Kickabout, the show Gavin and I do 11 a.m. till 1 p.m. Saturdays, a mazy drivel around the world of sport, you'll be familiar with our rugby league experts, Mick Wormley and Paul Grout. Mm. And sure. Grouty, and well, you met them, didn't you, Sip?
Yeah.
They were so interested to hear Sunter went to the grand final. Wigan, of course, being the first ever club in the history of the Super League to win all four trophies. Mm. They recorded a quick chat with her and begged me to... I've had so many awful handwritten notes.
They're kind of... they're weird. A bit aggressive, aren't they?
Yeah. Kind of intense.
He posted them Saturday. They've arrived here. So, I don't know. One was second class, I noticed, which is very... No, because you can't even buy those anymore.
No.
You can hardly read his writing anyway.
No,
you
couldn't anyway. It was written in sort of like, looked like blood.
Yeah.
But Grouty and Mick were so interested to hear Sunter went to the grand final. They recorded a quick chat with her, begged me to play it out to you on the 4-7 thing as part of their podcast. Little side, let's have a quick listen. Here we go.
Well, hello there. I'm Mick Wormley.
Hello, I'm Paul Grout.
Welcome to a very special edition of the Meat Locker. That's right. This is the Meat Locker, the only magazine show that gives you everything you need to know about rugby league and meat processing.
Ethical meat processing. It's very important, that word.
As you know, Wigan Warriors played Rovers at weekend.
In the grand final.
Wigan, one try from Andy French, converted it. Andy Kingren, one penalty for Andy Kingren, drop goal from Andy Smith. Andy Lewis scored penalty for all. Wigan Warriors became first side in Super League era to win all four trophies in a single season.
Did you say trophies?
Trophies, yes, neat. Yes, neat. Challenge Cup, World Club Challenge, League Leaders' Shield, and grand final. Sunter, what was your experience? I know you're up here, my love. What were your experience of it around the league, fans?
Well, I didn't really see any of it. I mean, there was a lot of...
Of course you did. What was your experience? You don't go to the grand final, stay. That's a tell. And not watch game.
It was the grand final,
It was Sunter. Grand final.
There was a lot of people...
You don't go up there.
Drinking.
We out watching the grand final. You went in all the way up there. You went up there. I didn't watch it.
I'm feeling sick.
It was really wet and cold and raining as well. I
oh, beautiful. That is perfect rugby league weather. Perfect rugby league weather. You've got to see the steam coming off.
You don't
the
see
players.
Some of them tackles grin. Do you not see him? Some of them tackles.
I didn't actually watch.
There was one tackle, didn't he? Where Andy Smith went for it, didn't he? Cut a man in half. Such was a commitment.
I took a photo of the stadium from my hotel room window.
A photo?
A photograph of stadium?
You've wasted the day.
You've wasted it. You've completely wasted.
Did you try the meat pie, Sunter?
No, I'm a vegan.
Oh, for God's sake.
Oh, for Christ's sake. Quick question. I've just had come in. The answer to your question, this is from, I think it's from a Barry White of Castleford. The answer to your question is, Barry, yes, cattle are stunned before they're slaughtered. Also, another question. This one's from Bob Womack of...
Pontefract, I think.
Pontefract. One of the key advantages of the slaughter chute is its ability to eliminate pressure points and provide a clear line of sight for animals before the ruminant is dispatched. So I hope that answers your question. Sunter, have you got any questions before I bang off a quick tune?
Can I go now, please?
You certainly can, love. You've had a wasted trip here without the league. Right, do you know what we'll finish with? The sound of slaughter. It's the Rubettes.
X. Is your Asia's growing places.
Are you ace up north and awesome in North America? Got roots in the Southeast but branching out to Southeast Asia? No matter where you see your business growing, we'll support you. With regionally based business specialists across the UK and experts on the ground in over 50 markets. Search Grow with HSBC, named UK's Best Bank 2024 by Euromoney. Restrictions apply for certain countries.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan.
It's time for me too. Vedel. Start of every Verka. We adopt a pet start. We recently adopted our pet town, Wir Hundetelf, Wiedel, in Schleswig-Holstein, North Germany, in honour of Oktoberfest. It is... It's Deutsche Verka. Sure. Right here. And Thomas Tuchel has arrived just in time. Boy, did we smell that coming. Oh, yeah. Stick with the 4 till 7 thing. Literally, the crystal ball of British radio. Crystal Ballen. If you live in Wiedel and you'd like to be our pet town correspondent, please. This is so unlikely, isn't it? Like we're going to get anyone.
It'd be hard.
Do you know what I mean?
It's not going to be easy.
Oh, yeah,
John.
We're just going to get a caller from Wiedel. He'd like to be a pet town correspondent. Please text the show on 83936 or send me a WhatsApp through Global Player. It's now time for radio shortest running, lowest scoring, least engaging, civic based, true or false challenge. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Pet Town Quiz! At the moment, Der Ergebnis.
What?
Der Holzer. Siebzen.
What?
What?
And Fräulein Sunter. 18.
17, 18?
Yes,
right.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
Nice.
Quizmaster Vin's note today.
Okay.
Und gerade Fragen sind falsche. Gerade Fragen sind wahr.
Something, something false.
Yep.
Something, something true.
That's not helpful, is it?
No, it's not.
It's actually more helpful not to know what Vin's saying.
No, I'm just saying. It's obvious, isn't it, what he's saying?
I didn't do German.
Und gerade Fragen sind falsch. Gerade Fragen sind wahr. It's obvious.
Cool.
Gav, what's your buzzer?
I've gone with...
Yet again, that oaf has destroyed my day.
Listen.
Okay, and... Böse schlägt falsch. Moralisch falsch. Und rechtmaßig. Und moralisch sündig. Gottlos. Und heilig. Widerlich. Abschaulich. Gemein. Unwürdig. Unrennhaft. Korrupt. Schandlich, verdorben, entartet, schurkenhaft, schandlich, finster, bösartig, boshaft, boswillig, dämonisch.
You're going to give yourself a little injury there.
Hi, son.
Hello. I think I understood one of those words.
Yeah, yeah, exactly right now.
Do you want to hear my buzzer?
Yes, please. Johnny Farmer
has destroyed my day.
Okay, alright. The rules, you must wait for me to finish before answering true or false. Sorry, before answering Fragen sind falsch. You ready for this?
Yeah.
It's 1 point for a correct answer. You'll lose a point for every incorrect answer. Let's play the Pet Town Quiz. Here we go. What I don't need, Sunta, is a great big Axel Zucken from you.
What's that? A shrug.
Let's play the Pet Town Quiz. True or false? In the 9th century, Wiedel was the largest trading centre in the Viking world. Sunta.
True.
Var, you're saying? 9 is falsch. That was nearby Hedeby. Right, still plenty of time. True or false? Wiedel's Roland statue, that's the type of statue that symbolises the town's independence from nobility, was commissioned by Count Otto.
Yet again, that oaf.
Sunter.
True.
Yeah, it's wahr. True or false? Wiedel, we should have done all the questions in German and it wouldn't have really made that much difference. True or false? Wiedel was the birthplace of Friedensverse, the peace sausage, one of the world's first plant-based sausages created in 1918.
Leave. Yet again, that oaf has just...
Gav?
False.
False. That was Cologne. Well done, Gav.
Thank you.
Smelt that a mile off, didn't you? Yeah. True or false? Members of the sports club Vidal Star Club are known locally as cosmonauts.
Lee, yet again, that's
Santa. Oh,
true.
Vaya! Ist vaya, Fräulein. Good.
Oh, dear.
Das ist gut. True or false? Due to the importance placed on freedom in Wiedel's civic statutes, the outer gate at Wiedel Prison is always left unlocked.
I'm just playing on my own.
Sunter.
True.
Nine is false.
Gavin's not even playing.
I know. He's beating you at your own game,
hasn't he? But it's really frustrating.
Hey, look at that.
Because when I played like that, I'd always do, like, give you one, I'd do one. You're just not playing at all.
I do believe the scores are level.
I do believe that is very level.
Scores are level, I think.
I think it's 18.
Yeah.
It's very sportsmanlike, is what I'm just going to say. I don't think really getting involved in what the game is.
The scores are gleich. They are gleich. Gav is 18-19. One plays nil. 1-0. How very English.
It's very English. Or German. Okay, sure. But you're this carry on. Carry on, Gavin.
Sure.
Right, well, I'm just going to refuse to answer next week then.
That's cool. I'll just get them all right.
Oh, man.
Radio X.
That was our very German podcast. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button now and you'll get the 4 till 7 thang downloaded straight to your devicen every single Freitag. If you want to get in touch, email Johnny at radiox.co.uk.
Radio X.
If you're only investing for the big wins, it can be easy to get caught up in the hype. But the thing about hype is it's not always right. Understand the facts beyond the hype. Don't get played. Invest smart with the Financial Conduct Authority.
Oh, must be the new parent posse chat. We're not even new. Our kids are 8. Or, as Eddie says, 96 months. He moved off grid. Can confirm he's still on grid. And he's got another one on the way. He won't have the coverage to live stream the birth. Will he?
Well, here at Tesco Mobile, we've made sure he has 99% network coverage. So he could if he wanted to.
Oh, sign me up.
It pays to be connected. Tesco Mobile. Every little helps. Over 99% UK population coverage on 4G.